Chapter 17. Jalaluddin Muhammad Rumi, 1207 to 1273, Persia. In the year 1207, a baby boy called Jalaluddin Rumi was born in Persia to a Sufi family. Sufi people want to live a life full of love. They believe in God, and they want to be as good and kind as possible. One night, Rumi's father heard that a Mongol army was coming to attack. So that night, Rumi and his family left their home. They travelled for a long time, looking for a place to live. They went west, crossing Iraq. They visited Mecca, and then they made a home in Turkey, in the city of Konya. Rumi studied hard. He read many different books. By the age of 25, he was a famous scholar. People from across the city of Konya came to listen to him and to ask him questions. This was amazing because he was still very young. One day, in 1244, he was riding through the markets on his horse. He met a man in black clothes. "I have heard much about you," the man said, "and I have come to ask you a question." People asked Rumi questions all the time, so he agreed. "First, get off your horse so we are talking face to face," the man said. Rumi was surprised. People did not speak to him like that, but he got off his horse. Then the man asked Rumi his question. "The famous Al-Bistami said, 'I know God very well. I carry him inside my clothes.' But the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, 'I don't know God very well. I want to know him more. Who is greater?'" Rumi thought for a long time, and then he answered, "It's greater to say, 'I do not know enough,' than it is to say, 'I know everything.'" The Prophet, peace be upon him, always wanted to learn, and always knew that there was more to learn. So, the Prophet is greater. "My name is Shamsi Tabrizi," said the man. "I've travelled from place to place, but I never stay anywhere very long. I'm looking for a home for a while. Because of you, I think that maybe I've found one." The two men became great friends, and they were always together. Rumi and Shams thought the same way, and they even talked the same way. The two men became great friends, and they were always together. But some people around them were not happy, because Rumi did not want to teach anymore. He did not leave his house very often, and Shams was always next to him. Some people wanted Shams to go, and one day he disappeared. No one saw him go. He did not leave a message. For years, Rumi looked for Shams, but he could not find him. Losing Shams changed the young scholar. He could not find his friend, but he could remember their time together. He began to write poems to Shams. He wrote and wrote. Because he lost Shams, he understood that things are always changing and that life is short. The world was different for him now, and he wanted to understand his place in it. He also remembered his love for God, and this helped him. Rumi filled scrolls and scrolls with words about the feelings in his heart, about life, and about God. He died 800 years ago, but even today, thousands of people all over the world still love and read his poems.